Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
This is America.
You think you're smarter than people who've already been down the road you're traveling? You know what I'm trying to say to you, boy? Do you?
Sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well.
Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to the show without a name. So if you've got one, let us know, I guess. Hey, everybody, and welcome to a brand new show here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. You know me. I am Marquis Davis, and I am here with Grown As Man. We don't have a name yet. No name yet, because we were just so excited to get this show off the ground and to begin talking to you, the listeners. Grown As Man, how you doing, man?
Woo! God dang it, man. I'm going to let you know, amidst all this chaos that's happening currently right now in the world, I am freaking excited. And there's only one reason I'm excited. Can I tell you the reason?
Yeah, why is that? Why is that?
I woke up today.
Yeah.
Okay, I woke up in my own bed under my own volition. Both my feet work. Mm-hmm. I got up. I walked to my own toilet. I did my business, man. It was great. Well, I did my business. I washed my hands because you know you're supposed to wash your hands at least 20 seconds. We'll talk about that later.
Uh-huh.
But all of that says this. Today is a new day. Whatever happened yesterday. And guess what? It is now within the past.
Don't preach to these people. Why are you preaching?
Man, I'm not preaching. I'm saying things that we all need to just take in consideration when we hang on every word of every second of every moment within our lives.
Well, that's the social media generation that we are in right now. So everything is recorded. Everything is seen. Everything is heard. Everyone is always constantly watching, listening, and judging.
Judgment. That should be a tag.
Yeah, it should
judging.
Be. Hashtag judging.
Hashtag judging. Judging, silently judging you. My son has that onesie, and it says he does look at you. He look at you with this one weird face. We don't know if he's pooping or just making an assumption about you, but he's like silently judging you, and it's perfect. I love it, man.
Well, you know, my kids are damn near grown, so they just judge you out loud. It's ridiculous.
Daddy, he's shaped funny.
Yeah.
Honey, don't talk to him. Don't talk about him like that.
It's a story.
Don't say that out loud.
Let me tell you a quick
story. But Daddy, he's funny shaped. Dad, like, oh my God.
My middle child, she is very outspoken. She's quite like her father. She's very outspoken. She had to be around 3 years old. We were in the store, and this guy had to be at least 700 pounds tall. Walked past, and she's like, that dude fat. And we was like, Samaya, stop. You can't say that. And then her older brother's like, who? Who? And so she's pointing at him, that guy. And I'm like, oh, my God. If he doesn't know he's fat, I don't know what he knows.
Oh, my God.
So.
As he walks by, I'm not fat. I'm big-boned.
Yeah, exactly right. He go come by and punch my little baby in the face. That's what I would have done. But okay. So unless you guys who are listening to the sound of my voice have been living under a rock, you all know about COVID-19 or the coronavirus, right?
Or the Rona.
The Rona. You know, black Rona. Folks. Black folks will give anything a nickname.
The Rona.
The Rona or the Roro. I've been saying Rona. Roro.
So, Ronavirus Alize Jenkins. That's what someone's going to name their kid later on, like December next year.
That's going to be someone's baby name. You know what?
That
I
is.
Had this baby doing
someone's
quarantine.
Someone's
going to
name their baby Rona 19, Alize Jenkins.
I'm going to name my sweet baby Quarantina.
Quarantina. Quarantina. Okay.
So right now I'm on the WHO, the World Health Organization's website, because I want to inform the listeners. And if you don't know, you know, grown ass man, I want to tell you too about when we first started seeing about, you know, this corona pandemic, you know.
Take me back, brother. Let's go.
Right here, the WHO has the 23rd of March, 2020, is when the WHO launched to pass the message to kick out coronavirus. So they've started now recently to start these things where they can try to campaign to get away from them. But this really started around the 31st of December, 2019. Okay, a pneumonia of unknown cause was reported to the WHO in the China office. Now, we all know, after we have watched numerous reports on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, Yahoo, or wherever you get your news from, that the Wuhan province is where they say this started at. You know, the Wuhan city. Is it a city or a province?
I think it's a No, because it is a province. They the Chinese culture does use provinces.
Okay, I see it
specifically.
Right here.
Like New York uses boroughs.
Yeah, and Louisiana uses parishes.
Exactly.
So I guess it's the Hubei province, Wuhan in the Hubei province. So they started this investigation on January the 4th. All right. January the 5th, they have more reports of this right here. So January the 10th, they started issuing guidance on how to deal with this. They named it coronavirus. You know, we have a lot of coronaviruses out there, right?
People, they named it COVID-19.
Yeah.
They named it COVID-19 that day because coronavirus, like you said, that's just the COVID-19 is just one strain, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's just one strain.
One strain of the many different coronaviruses that are out there. Like the most common is the coronavirus that's called the common cold, I'm not mistaken.
That's what, yep. And right here on the CDC website, they have a common human coronaviruses, which is 229E, NL63, OC43, HKU1. All right.
Hey, man, it sounds like you're cursing at me in binary right
now. Hey, you know, but you know binary is only ones and zeros, but still.
I was thinking Mac at that point. I don't know. I was thinking Mac. I don't know if that changes anything.
I'm telling you.
I'm still learning.
This coronavirus has just swept the world with, you know, panic. Panic.
Panic and sickness.
Panic and sickness. And that is what we're doing. We're panicking.
Yeah.
We're panicking hard. We're buying up all the toilet paper, all of the milk and eggs and cheese, the three things that are going to spoil the fastest in your refrigerator.
Bruh, tell me about it. I looked up on the okay, so tell me this, right? Mm-hmm. I was in one of our larger supermarkets.
Uh-huh.
Or for those of you Spanish listeners, supermercado.
Oh, supermercado.
I was in the supermarket, and I looked to my left, I looked to my right. Do you know the entire produce section was fine? In fact, it was fully stocked.
That's how mine is, just fully stocked.
Everything is fine. The produce is fine. The green things that, you know, that can cleanse your body.
Or you can use the seeds to grow more green things.
The seed, well, if it's not seedless, like all those GMOs we have out there.
Yeah.
But it was fine. The green section of the supermarket was fine. The bread was gone. The processed meats mm-hmm. were gone. The processed cheeses mm-hmm. were gone. Every frozen thing you can think of imaginable except Hot Pockets and most of the mozzarella sticks.
Yep.
We're gone.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you look in my supermarket, we have all chips. Every chip you could ever imagine.
Lay's,
sweet potato, chips are everywhere.
All of them.
And it's just amazing how
no
one is thinking that we need to get the chips and then eat them.
Freeze them.
Yeah, freeze them.
I'm just kidding. I don't know about freezing chips. I feel you.
I was just agreeing.
The rice, they hit both sections. The Asian rice
and the
regular
really
rice.
Hard.
They hit all the rices.
Yep.
Every rice, beans, crock pot mixes, they hit everything.
So, okay, let me do a little disclaimer here. Just so everyone knows, we're doing the show from our homes because we are, you know, doing our quarantine separation. You know, don't want to be close to each other by more than 6 feet because you might cough or spittle. So if you hear a child crying in the background, that is mine. All right.
And on later shows, if you hear a child crying in the background, that also could be mine, but it will be followed up with, yeah. That's his favorite word now. Yeah. All he says. I'm like, yeah, what though? Give me a whole sentence.
Yeah, I have way too many children. Like right now, I have no idea what they're crying about. And it's probably something petty like, you know, they lost the battery.
That's ridiculous. Cool, but because I tell you what, a person with two or more children, you guys are like investigators, man. You have to figure out what's going on with the kid.
Oh my goodness!
Me, I only got one. It's either him or it's me. Who broke it? Him or me?
One or the other. Nope.
One or the other.
Not here.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me, hon. I look at my wife. I didn't do that. Are you sure? Yeah, the baby farted. It wasn't me. Really?
All of that stuff in the supermarkets and kids, they are great, but they don't understand what the coronavirus is. They don't understand what people are doing because of the coronavirus. So, you know, senators have sold off some stocks because of this, correct?
Four senators have sold off stocks before the coronavirus threat even crashed the market. That means they knew about this.
They knew.
I'm sorry, but you knowing something's bad is happening and you just don't tell people, that's wrong. And then you make it financially beneficial for you. So according to the financial disclosure form, Senators Kelly Loeffler, mm-hmm. Republican, Georgia, James Inhofe, mm-hmm. Republican, Oklahoma, Dianne Feinstein, mm-hmm. Democrat, California, and Richard Burr, Republican, North Carolina, each sold off hundreds of thousands of dollars in stocks within days of the Senate holding a classified. Excuse me, let me say that one more time for you, those of you who are listening and paying attention to the words coming out of my mouth. A classified briefing on January 24th with the Trump administration officials on the threat of the coronavirus outbreak. Now, and as we go down the list, what's up, man?
No. I'm just trying to figure out why these senators are privy to knowledge and are using it to their benefit but aren't being jailed. They jailed Martha Stewart for this.
Bruh. This is called insider trading.
Yes.
I remember, and I have to look it up, and we will in a minute, but there is a law, and this is why we need to be able to vote, people, and I'm not getting political because it was Republicans and Democrats who did this.
Yep.
We need to be able to vote to either remove people who do things like this or keep people who don't do things like this. This is where your voices come in at, because let's see, Senator Loeffler and her husband, who is the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange,
wow,
sold at least $355,000 worth in stock between January 24th and January 31st. That was the day of, the beginning of that was the day of the briefing.
Yep.
The briefing, bro.
Yep.
Senator and her husband also sold off $890,000 in stocks from February 5th to February 14th, just as the coronavirus case emerged confirmed in the U.S. Let's see here. The sales worth at least $1.2 million together saved Loeffler and her husband from steep losses that would have incurred. Steep losses. Let's see. Who else? That was Loeffler. I'm looking for the rest of them.
You know what?
What's up?
It doesn't even matter.
No.
It doesn't even matter.
Because they did it too.
I mean, it's like I said before, everything you do comes to light eventually, whether you're dead or whether you're alive. It happens. People find out.
Man. So let's just take this into consideration. We have four senators who are a part of the governing body that make the rules for the United States of America. They make the rules for you, me, and Sally down the street. Mm-hmm. They are legitimately and openly violating our trust.
Hold on, let's do a quick civics lesson here, people. Okay,
go ahead.
So if you guys have read your constitutions lately, I want you to pull out your little mini constitution out your pipe.
Mini constitution time.
Take it out. Let's read it real quick. So we have three areas of the government that supposed to check and balance each other. We have the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. The judicial branch being the Supreme Court. The legislature is the Congress, which is composed of the House and the Senate, and the executive branch, which is the president. They check and balance each other. Laws cannot be passed unless they are signed into law by the executive branch. They can't be made from the executive branch to the legislative branch. No. And if they break the law, the judicial branch can just nullify them all together. So there's your civic lesson, people.
So, civically, they are being uncivil.
Mm-hmm.
The rules that we are held to on a day-to-day standard. Remember Martha Stewart, who went to jail for insider trading?
Yep.
The day-to-day standard that we are being held to as civilians or veterans or whatever you want to call, whatever you call yourself, they do not hold themselves to the same standard.
Not at all. They believe they're above the law because they make the law.
Right. And I'm sorry, if you make the law, you should be the ones who have to follow the law the closest.
Yes.
But here's the thing. And I've seen this and I am going to look for it within the next few seconds. There is a law that I've been privy to, very slight, that protects them. And that's another thing. As we start, and Marquise is going to talk about the stimulus package that's coming out, and why the, and there was information on the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're holding off and they're pushing back. There was talk about a stimulus package rule that was slid into the stimulus package. I don't know who did it, but that would affect abortion. There's an ability when making laws, and understand this can happen on the federal level, this can happen on the city level, this can happen on the state level, where people slide in laws that affect other things, but can be called one umbrella law. So anyway, go with that. There is a law somewhere that I'm going to look for and research that says that it's legal for a senator or a congressman or woman to basically do what is known as insider trading. That's what I've been privy to.
Yeah, but so, you know what? They must have overturned it because they had an act that was signed into law in 2012 by Barack Obama called the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act.
Ooh, let's look that up.
So after a 60-minute segment on congressional insider trading in 2011, Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democratic Senator Kristen Gillibrand introduced bills to combat the practice. Hold on. Is Kristen Gillibrand the one who is a part of this?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. It was passed in the Senate by a 96-3 vote in 2012, signed into law by Obama. And according to the current United States Senate Select Committee on Ethics, a member, officer, or employee of the Senate shall not receive any compensation, nor shall he permit any compensation to accrue to his beneficial interest from any source, the recipient or accrual of which would occur by virtue of influence improperly exerted from his position as a member, officer, or employee of the Senate. Wow, that is worded so weird.
Everything is worded weird because they use words. They use the words from lawyers. And I'm sorry, most times only lawyers understand what was just said. A breakdown for the lay terms, real talk, they ain't supposed to be doing it.
Yep.
You're not supposed to do it. Please don't do it. If you do it, you're wrong.
But then they did it.
You should be prosecuted.
But now they've done it. So what are we as people in the United States, as members of the United States, as citizens of the United States, what are we going to do? That's the question I have.
I would say that Georgia, Oklahoma, California, and North Carolina need to take a good look at who they're voting for and make sure that they vote in the interest of fair trade and vote in the interest of people who are for the people. That's just me. And this is not, I am nonpartisan in this particular thing. I'm not saying that Democrats did this and Republicans, you know, then did that. I'm in the middle of the road. I don't like either side because I don't like either side. I think everyone lies. Sorry. Not sorry.
You know what?
Anyway, that's a grown ass man thought.
You know what's weird about this, though, is that we have senators and representatives in Congress who have been there for over 40 years.
40 years. They are out of touch. 40 years.
Now, let's see. It's 2020,
I'm not even 40 years old yet. They've been in longer than I've been alive.
It's 2020, right?
Yeah, it's 2020.
Okay, so 40 years ago was... What was 40 years ago? 40 years ago was...
1980.
Think about the world from 1980 to now.
Yep.
Now, the longest-serving representative has been in there for more than 59 years.
That's almost 60. That's 1960 or 61.
So what was going on in the 60s that he knows about today?
Bruh.
Not a damn thing.
Bruh. You know what it is? You know what I think it is? I think the people who are voting for him are the people who have been voting for him since 1961.
Yep.
You feel me? And if you've been voting for since 1961 and the people who have come after you don't really vote all that much or don't really care or aren't oblivious to it or anything like that, oh, no. Hmm. See, because it all goes back to this. Most people have the idea to make sure that they vote, and they had this big push, rock the vote, make sure you vote, vote or die, blah, 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 for the president alone. You the must, president?
You
the
must president have been listening
and the
to
vice the, president.
You must have been listening to the Dirty 30 from a couple years ago because I had a whole show about that. Now,
I might have. Who knows? Depending on what kind of thing I was.
Let me tell you. Okay, I'm such a midterm election guy because
midterm elections.
That is what determines what happens in your state, your city, your county, your parish, wherever you are. That is where the laws are really made.
Your province?
Not from the president of the United States. He just signs them and gives a little push. Okay? He gives a little push. Now, if you've ever watched any documentary on presidents, you will understand that the president is the leader of the party at that time. All right? And whoever is the majority, say, you know, right now is Nancy Pelosi. She's the leader of the Democratic Party because she is the senior ranking one in the party. She is the secretary of, what is she? She's the Speaker of the House.
Yes, Speaker of the House.
All right, here's another civics lesson, people. If the president dies, then the vice president becomes president. And if the vice president dies, then guess who becomes president next? The Speaker of the House. You know? And so that's why that position is so important. Now, one thing I do know is that during midterm elections, most people just go and they just vote straight down the line, whether it's straight blue, whether it's straight red. Because you always have the same people in office during those times. They never leave. I haven't seen many people get voted out of office that are in the Congress or the House of Representatives or the Senate or, you know, or even the City Council for that matter.
Mm.
It's ridiculous that people have stopped actually paying attention to what is real and true and just focus on what the news is feeding you.
And let's be real, honestly, people, the news feeds you information. The news can also feed you misinformation.
Much misinformation.
The phrase was coined when the 45th president of the United States came in and started calling it fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately enough, though, that is what is happening to us today.
Yes.
You must understand that there is a rush. There is a rush. That's one part. They are rushing to inform. Here's the problem when you rush to inform somebody. You could be wrong. You could be wrong. You could be so wrong.
Well, you see, they're trying to beat social media and Twitter and Facebook. Well,
right, but here's the issue with that. If they try to beat those things and they rush towards being right, then they have the ability to not be able to fact check fast enough, to do background searches fast enough, to understand the issues on a whole fast enough, and they could be wrong. So that's one. That's part one. Part two. Most of the news stations are not bipartisan. They are not, I'm just going to tell the news how it is. Let's be real. Fox News, predominantly Republican.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? MSNBC. Predominantly Democratic.
Yep. But you know what? That's
That's a problem. Now, if you're a smart person, trust me, it's a problem. But if you're a smart person, because trust me when I say this, and I've actually seen it happen, MSNBC could report on something and Fox News could report on the same exact event, but they tell two different stories.
That's like this with coronavirus. Fox News was mimicking what the president was saying that it was a harmless flu-like thing and you would get over it quickly. And then they quickly changed their narrative to it's dangerous. Stay in the house. Oh, use hand sanitizer. What the hell are you doing buying food?
Don't buy food. Buy hand sanitizer. Where's all the hand sanitizer? So here's what people who understand how media works do. You don't believe any of it. You listen to all of it.
All of it.
Listen to Fox News. You know what? I need to know what they're saying because I need to know if it differs from MSNBC because there's always three sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
His story, her story, and then the middle story. That's usually the truthful one. It's in the middle.
In the middle somewhere.
And it's like, hold on. So, because what was it? Oh, it was the news article that I read that spoke about Democrats are hiding a abortion clause in the bill for
the stimulus bill that we're trying to get to.
The stimulus bill. But then someone, one of my friends who just happens, who happens to be Republican, he threw that one. He threw the same article almost was thrown at me from him. And it said he threw the Democratic one at me. Mm-hmm. But later on that day, I found the one that said Republicans did it on my feed. They, like, media knows which way we're voting. They do. Oh, they knows which way we're voting. They know which way which side our bread is buttered. Who know? Who cares? They know it. And so they cater to the disruption by feeding us information that is skewed to make us think Americans are always going to fight other Americans. We're always going to disagree.
Going to disagree, no matter
what. That's the issue. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. Got hot.
No. You're good. Because you led us into a very poignant topic that we need to talk about, which is this stimulus check that everyone's so excited about.
Woo,
you know,
money.
Can't wait to get it. And if anybody makes more than $4,000 a month, you don't need it.
You don't need it.
You don't need it at all.
I got a question, bro. Mm-hmm. Only question I really got for this whole thing. Where is this money coming from, bro?
Oh, you know, I've read that it's coming from Social Security. So a lot of people have said it is just giving us our money back that we already have put into Social Security. You know, people, they are trying to get rid of Social Security so much. They hate it, you know. And so I was talking to my wife the other day. I said, you know what? If they ever get rid of the Social Security, you know, or the Medicare or the Medicaid, are we going to get all of our money back that we put into it since we started working at 16, 17, 18?
Of course no. Of course not.
No.
It's going to get taxed.
This is the way that they are going to divvy it out to us and then get rid of it sometime in the near future. You know? But let's read about this, okay? So I'm reading on the Fox News website, okay? Fox News is saying that the White House and Senate reached a late night deal on a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package, okay? What's going to happen with this historic deal? It's a bipartisan deal, which is great. They did have some things in it earlier in the week that made it so that they couldn't go through, like this false claim of Pelosi putting in a abortion thing. It's false. I've looked it up, people. It's false. It's not true. Do not believe everything you see on Facebook, because I post memes all day that make no sense and none of it's true. Okay?
None of it.
They do have special provisions for businesses that help America run, like airlines. They have a $50 billion passenger airline stipulation in there, $8 billion for cargo airlines, and $17 billion for firms that are deemed important to national security. So that could be anything. You know, I was also reading that President Trump was trying to find a way to, you know, get some of this money to his businesses so they wouldn't close down. And I'm like, that's probably baloney too. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? Right now, grown-ass man, you might not like it, but I don't care. I think Donald Trump is doing a lot of stuff for the people of America. Like, I think that he really
like what?
Does. Well, think about it, okay? So he proposed.
I'm just asking the question. I'm not angry.
Think about it. He proposed this stimulus plan, right?
Right, he did.
Okay, he proposed it. All right?
He proposed it on TV. He sure did.
And then finally, Congress was like, you know what? That makes sense. Let's go with it. So is he secretly plotting to get money for his businesses, or is he really trying to help Americans? I believe he's really trying to help Americans. Not black Americans, not white Americans, not Asian Americans, all Americans.
Okay.
Now, this bill also has a provision in here for a ban on stock buybacks. Okay?
Okay.
So if you don't know what that is.
Ban on stock. What? Yeah. I'm about to say for people like me, what does that mean, man?
Okay. So like new lending facilities will find its way into a range of publicly traded companies. Okay. So this right here will stop these companies from using that cash for stock buybacks or executive businesses. Now, let's see what exactly is stock buyback. I'll tell you guys, this is an interactive show. We like to do things on okay, here we go. So a stock buyback is a way for a company to reinvest in itself. So
Okay.
The repurchased shares are absorbed by the company and the number of outstanding shares in the market are reduced.
So basically the stock market has gone down, as we all know. Mm-hmm. The Dow and the Nasdaq have gone down. Shares in stuff like, I don't know, cruise lines and things of that nature have gone down because no one wants to get on a cruise. So their shares, their importance, their value has gone down.
And so this stimulus package would give them money, But they can't use that money to buy those stocks and then increase their share number.
Oh.
Yeah. They can't use the money they're getting from this proposal, from this stimulus package.
Okay.
To buy back into their company and then increase the stock market, which is smart.
It is smart.
Let the American people invest in your company.
Yeah, let the American, like we did before, let the American people invest and keep you afloat if we choose to. I'm just saying, because as of right now, if you are unemployed and you get a stimulus package and you go out and you spend it on frivolous things.
Hey, I'm spending mine on frivolous stuff. Don't talk down to us. I feel
what you spending
attacked.
It on then?
I feel well, first of all, the liquor store is going to be open. All right, I got to buy some more ammunition and toilet paper. So
The liquor stores are all going to be one of the things that are open.
Yeah. So
toilet paper, ammunition, liquor.
Yep. That's America.
Bite
for
the
you.
Bullet, baby. Bite
that
the
is
bullet.
America for
okay.
you.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Everybody. Hey, everybody. I'm so thankful that you guys are listening and tuning in to this brand new show here on DVRadio.net.
Brand new.
If you have any name suggestions, please email the show at info@dvradio.net. All right. Myself or grown ass man will get the message through somebody, somehow, some way.
For shizzle.
All right. And then we'll deduce what the name should be of this show.
The deduction.
The deduction. So, you know, if we didn't answer all of your questions about coronavirus, oh well, watch the news. They'll tell you everything. We are not experts. We're just guesstimators. We're just guesstimating about this. All right.
I'm an expert on me. That's all and even then I get some stuff wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's all I'm an expert in. that and making hamburgers.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I'm hungry right now, bro. Yeah. I haven't eaten yet. This has been awesome, man. This has been great.
Okay, so wait. You got any last things you need to say?
Oh yeah. All right, so check this out. We talked about coronavirus, we talked about the senators and their buyback. We talked about the stimulus package. But let's talk about some safety really quick.
Okay.
No, do not go in groups of 10 or more. Even that, I'd say five. Let's just cut it down to five, because let's be honest, we don't know who has what. Let's be real, people. Every surface you touch has the possibility of having this virus on it if it's in public.
Yep.
You need to wash your hands at least 20 seconds with warm to hot soap and water.
Soapy water. That's the key part.
You need to be aware that you still touch surfaces and don't touch your face. Don't touch your ear. Don't touch your eye. Don't touch your nose. Don't touch your mouth. Nothing. No, don't touch it.
Unless your kids need to go out, don't let them go out.
Like, go out and go running. Don't touch nothing. Like, I do that daily. I go out and I do like a 4 or 5 mile run. And I don't touch anything except my front door. And we Lysol the hell out of that. You feel me? Like, don't do that. Just stay inside. The virus spreads through droplets. So if someone coughs near you, droplets are coming out. If someone sneezes near you, droplets are coming out. If someone spits near you,
turn around and smack them in the face.
I'm just kidding. No violence. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? You know what's funny though about that 10 or more rule, because a group of 10 or more black people is already considered a gang. So I suggest you guys just calm down.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Yeah.
We're living. What do you want? We're living. We're existing. In fact, this is a church retreat. What do you want?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Church retreat. All right.
Never mind.
With that, guys, you have been listening to the brand new show here on DVRadio.net. I am Marquis Davis, and you are.
I am grown ass man. Tell your mom about me.
Until next time, it has been a great pleasure entertaining and talking to you guys. And with that, you all have a good night.
Peace.